2 Samuel chapter 15. And it came to pass after this, that Absalom prepared him chariots and horses and 50 men to run before him. And Absalom rose up early and stood beside the way of the gate. And it was so that when any man that had a controversy came to the king for judgment, then Absalom called to him and said, Of what city are you from? And he said, Your servant is of one of the tribes of Israel. And Absalom said to him, See, your matters are good and right, but there is no man deputied of the king to hear you. And Absalom said moreover, Oh, that I were made judge in the land, that every man which has any suit or cause might come to me, that I would do him justice. And it was so that when any man came near to him to do him obeisance, he put forth his hand and took him and kissed him. And on this manner did Absalom to all Israel that came to the king for judgment. And so Absalom stole the hearts of the men of Israel. And it came to pass after 40 years that Absalom said to the king, I beg of you, let me go and pay my vow, which I have vowed to Yahweh in Hebron. Because your servant vowed a vow while I abode at Geshur in Syria, saying, If Yahweh shall bring me again indeed to Jerusalem, then I will serve Yahweh. And the king said to him, Go in peace. And so he arose and went to Hebron. But Absalom sent spies throughout all the tribes of Israel, saying, As soon as you hear the sound of the trumpet, then you shall say, Absalom reigns in Hebron. And when Absalom went, 200 men out of Jerusalem that were called, and they went with in their simplicity, and they did not know anything. And Absalom sent for Ahithophel, the Gilonite, David's counselor, from his city, even from Gilo, while he offered sacrifices. And the conspiracy was strong, because the people increased continually with Absalom. And there came a messenger to David, saying, The hearts of the men of Israel are after Absalom. And David said to all his servants that were with him at Jerusalem, Arise, and let us run, for we shall not else escape from Absalom. Make speed to depart, lest he overtake us suddenly, and bring evil upon us, and smite the city with the edge of the sword. And the king's servants said to the king, Your servants are ready to do whatever my master the king shall appoint. And the king went forth, and all his household after him. And the king left 10 women, concubines, to keep the house. And the king went forth, and all the people after him, and stayed in a place that was far off. And all his servants passed on beside him, and all the Kerethites, and all the Pelethites, and all the Gittites, 600 men which came after him from Gath, passed on before the king. And then the king said to Ittai the Gittite, For what reason do you also go with us? Return to your place, and stay with the king, because you are a stranger and also an exile. Whereas you came but yesterday, should I this day make you go up and down with us, seeing I go wherever I might go, return you, and take back your brother, and mercy and truth be with you. And Ittai answered the king and said, As Yahweh lives, and as my master the king lives, surely in what place my master the king shall be, whether in death or life, even there also will your servant be. And David said to Ittai, Go, and pass over. And Ittai the Gittite passed over, and all his men, and all the little ones that were with him. And all the country wept with a loud voice, and all the people passed over, and the king also himself passed over the brook Kidron, and all the people passed over toward the way of the wilderness. And Zadok also and all the Levites were with him, bearing the ark of the covenant of Yahweh. And they set down the ark of Yahweh, and Abiathar went up until all the people had done passing out of the city. And the king said to Zadok, Carry back the ark of Yahweh into the city. If I shall find favor in the eyes of Yahweh, he shall bring me again and show me both it and his habitation. But if he says in this manner, I have no delight in you, behold, here am I. Let him do to me as seems good to him. And the king said also to Zadok the priest, Are you not a seer? Return to the city in peace, and your two sons with you, Ahimaaz your son, and Jonathan the son of Abiathar. See, I will tarry in the plain of the wilderness until there comes word from you to certify me. Zadok, therefore, and Abiathar carried the ark of Yahweh again to Jerusalem, and they stayed there. And David went up by the ascent of Mount Olivet, and wept as he went up, and had his head covered, and he went barefoot. And all the people that were with him covered every man his head, and they went up weeping as they went up. And one told David, saying, Ahithophel is among the conspirators with Absalom. And David said, O Yahweh, I pray to you, turn the counsel of Ahithophel to foolishness. And it came to pass that when David had come to the top of the mount where he worshipped Yahweh, Hushai the Archite came to meet him with his coat torn and earth upon his head. to whom David said, If you pass on with me, then you will be a burden to me. But if you return to the city and say to Absalom, I will be your servant, O king, as I have been your father's servant till now, so will I also now be your servant. Then you may, for me, defeat the counsel of Ahithophel. And have you not there with you Zadok and Abiathar the priests? Therefore it shall be that what things soever you shall hear out of the king's house, you shall tell it to Zadok and Abiathar the priests. Behold, they have there with them their two sons, Ahimaaz, Zadok's son, and Jonathan, Abiathar's son, and by them you shall send to me everything that you can hear. And so Hushai, David's friend, came into the city, and Absalom came to Jerusalem. End of chapter.